Today is Friday, January 20th. We'll tell you what charges actor Alec Baldwin is now facing for that deadly shooting on a movie set. Also, why thousands, possibly millions, of people protested in France. It has to do with retirement. Plus, an update on a snowstorm heading for New England. What new regulations are coming for organic food? And which new sports league just got its first major TV deal? Those stories and more in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. So we have a big update about that shooting on the Rust movie set. Actor Alec Baldwin and other crew members are now facing felony criminal charges. Prosecutors say Baldwin is being charged with involuntary manslaughter, and if he's found guilty, he could spend up to 5 years in prison. Well, this comes more than a year after cinematographer Helena Hutchins was shot and killed while she was setting up a scene. Baldwin was holding the gun when it went off. He has said he did not pull the trigger, but FBI analysts say that's very unlikely. Now, Baldwin's lawyer is calling the charges a terrible miscarriage of justice, since Baldwin says his coworkers assured him the gun was safe. The armorer, who was supposed to be in charge of that gun, is also facing involuntary manslaughter charges. Her lawyers also say she's innocent and that they believe she was sabotaged. Authorities say they found no evidence of that. Prosecutors are basically saying those who have been charged should have done more to prevent this from happening, adding that just because it was an accident does not mean it's not a crime. If the case winds up in trial, expect to hear a lot more about all of this. Meanwhile, producers hope to resume production of the movie this spring. The U.S. and other allies have decided to answer Ukraine's calls for more military aid nearly a year into Russia's invasion. The U.S. announced another package worth $2.5 billion that includes armored vehicles, air defense systems, and more. Several European countries also promised their own military packages. And dozens more are expected to be announced today at a key meeting of defense ministers. One top Russian government official responded to all of these developments with more threats, saying, quote, "The defeat of a nuclear power in a conventional war can trigger a nuclear war." And the head of the Russian Orthodox Church said in his sermon that an attempt to destroy Russia would mean the end of the world. Back in Washington, D.C., officials were not surprised by Russia bringing up nuclear weapons. But a State Department spokesperson said, quote, "A nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought." And Western officials are expected to keep providing aid for as long as it takes. All across France, workers went on strike this week, and the government says more than a million people took to the streets. Workers' unions say it was more like 2 million. They're all upset over the French government's new plan to raise the country's retirement age from 62 to 64, meaning they'll have to wait 2 more years to qualify for a full state pension. The French government says it's necessary to tackle a deficit in pension funding. But workers are especially upset since living costs are also going up. Because so many people were on strike yesterday, there were huge disruptions to schools, power plants, oil refineries, train services, flights, and even tourist attractions like the Eiffel Tower. Still, France's president is sticking to the plans, saying the changes are fair and responsible. 8 of France's biggest unions are now calling for another day of action at the end of this month. Here in the U.S., anti-abortion activists are planning to take to the streets in the nation's capital today for their yearly March for Life rally. The march has been going on ever since Roe v. Wade was first decided, giving women a right to an abortion 50 years ago. But this is the first March for Life event since Roe v. Wade was overturned last year. So this time, the route is changing. Instead of going right to the Supreme Court, activists will walk by Capitol Hill to demand Congress pass a law to restrict how early in pregnancy women can get the procedure nationwide. Overturning Roe v. Wade already gave states the power to make those decisions, but march organizers want there to be a federal standard, too. Other rallies will happen in 10 state capitals over the next couple of months. On the other side, The Washington Post reports Vice President Harris is planning to give a speech in Florida this Sunday on the 50th anniversary of the original Roe v. Wade decision. There, she will call for a national law to protect abortion rights. Still, political analysts don't expect much progress for either pro-abortion rights or anti-abortion activists anytime soon, since any measures coming out of the Republican-led House would likely be voted down in the Democratic-led Senate, and vice versa. The winter storm that dumped snow over parts of the Midwest and plains is now spreading into upstate New York and New England. At least 1/2 a foot of snow is likely in parts of Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. So people there can expect to see some school cancellations and delays today, then even more snow over the weekend. Meanwhile, most other parts of the Northeast, like New York City, will just get more rain. New Yorkers are actually still waiting for their first big snow of the season, meaning they could make history. The latest the city has ever gotten a measurable snowfall in a season was January 29, 1973. As for now, there's no snow expected anytime soon, so it's possible that record is broken this year. More news is still coming up, but first, let's take a quick break for our sponsor. Say goodbye to last year's outdated, disorganized methods of managing your money and say hello to Rocket Money, the better way to upgrade your finances in 2023. Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. When it comes to the subscriptions, well, I've been guilty of forgetting to cancel free trials only to be charged and not even realize it for months. Yep, months go by and I have wasted money. I'm not alone. Rocket Money says over 80% of people have subscriptions that they forget about. Well, Rocket Money makes canceling them as easy as a click of a button. To cancel a subscription for most services, all you have to do is press cancel and Rocket Money will cancel it for you. No more long holds with customer service or tedious emailing back and forth. So stop throwing your money away. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/newsworthy. That's rocketmoney.com/newsworthy. rocketmoney.com/newsworthy. When you buy food that says organic, you probably assume it's actually organic, right? Well, the federal government says not always. So it's doing something to try to stop products from being labeled as organic if they don't actually meet the full criteria. Already, the USDA says to be considered certified organic, products need to meet certain standards for soil quality, pest and weed control, the use of additives, and more. But there have been loopholes that let certain ingredients into products that don't meet those requirements. So starting next year, more businesses in the supply chain will have to be certified, not just the farms and manufacturers. Plus, there will be more inspections and certifications required for foods coming from overseas. The USDA is calling it the biggest update to organic regulations in more than 30 years. The timing makes sense since the Organic Trade Association says sales of organic foods in the U.S. have more than doubled in the past 10 years, and experts expect the market to grow even more in the years to come as people become more concerned about what's in their food. Although some scientists argue organic does not necessarily mean healthier, since studies have found not all organic foods have more nutrients than their non-organic counterparts. T-Mobile is now dealing with its second major security lapse in 2 years. The wireless company says most recently hackers were able to get data from about 37 million of its customers. That data included names, birthdays, phone numbers, billing addresses, account numbers, and more. But not the most sensitive stuff like social security numbers and financial information. Still, reports point out that even the information hackers did get could be put together with other stolen or publicly available information, so scammers could use it to steal people's money or identities. T-Mobile says it's notifying customers now who might have been impacted. The FCC is looking into this too. This is actually the eighth time T-Mobile has been hacked since 2018. A rock and roll Hall of Famer who was behind two popular influential bands of the 1960s and 70s has died. David Crosby is known for his group Crosby, Stills, and Nash, as well as The Byrds, and a solo career. And he actually never stopped making music. In fact, just last month, he said he was thinking about starting another band and going back out to play live. Crosby also had a very active Twitter account and would regularly interact with fans. His family put out a statement that says, quote, "Although he is no longer here with us, his humanity and kind soul will continue to guide and inspire us." David Crosby was 81 years old. Well, it seems the new LIV Golf Tour is becoming a more legitimate presence in American sports and a more serious rival for the PGA Tour. Saudi-backed LIV Golf announced it reached a multi-year TV and streaming agreement with the CW network. And that means the CW will broadcast each of the tour's 14 global events this coming season on TV and the CW app. It's not clear what the actual financial terms of the deal were, but LIV Golf's CEO says this is about more than just media rights, but that, quote, "the CW will provide accessibility for our fans and maximum exposure for our athletes." Remember, these athletes include some pretty big names like Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, and Bryson DeChambeau. Last season was LIV Golf's very first, and it was already able to lure players with guaranteed big money paydays and a reduced schedule, while the PGA Tour suspended golfers who opted to join the new rival. The second LIV Golf season is scheduled to tee off next month. Well, that's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, a quick break for our sponsor. I love interacting with talented people. Whether it's the people I work with here at The Newsworthy, shout out to our producers Emily and Aaron and our audio editor Baz, or it's simply the waiter who offers exceptional service, making a night out even more special. I always appreciate that feeling of ease and trust. But perhaps getting talent and quality from your doctors is one of the most important. And when you find the right doctor, you can feel it. You feel heard, you are put at ease, and you trust their advice. Well, ZocDoc can help you find the doctor that's truly right for you, which means finding quality care may only be a few taps away. ZocDoc is the only free app that lets you find and book doctors who are patient-reviewed, take your insurance, are available when you need them, and treat almost every condition under the sun. Millions of people use ZocDoc's free app. So go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. You don't need to go to a bookstore or library to find great poetry in San Francisco. Just look for a nightstand in a park. Yes, last month, a park ranger put a small wooden piece of furniture on the ground in Golden State Park with a sign attached that read, "Take a poem, leave a poem." The top drawer was full of fresh paper and pens, and she included a box at the bottom for poems. Well, since then, amateur poets filled it with more than 100 handwritten poems, some from kids, others a little more sophisticated. And now the nightstand is on the move. The park ranger decided she's going to leave it in one park for 4 days before moving it to a new location. Her goal is to bring the poetry nightstand to all 220 parks the San Francisco Parks and Rec Department manages. That way, everyone who lives in the city will be within a 10-minute walk of her poetry project. She told the Washington Post she hopes this helps people realize that poetry is not a scary thing. The ranger shares most of the pieces on social media, so if you want to check them out, we've added a link to her Instagram account in today's episode notes. All right, we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. It's all about classified documents linked to two different presidents, and if it even matters. Then join us again Monday for your next news roundup. For now, thank you so much for listening, and have a great weekend.